This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. And Eric, we do have a little bit of a shortened trading day today. We close an hour early. What are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, so it's been fairly quiet overnight. I would say quietly lower in the soybeans and fairly flat in everything else. Corn's been near steady throughout the overnight. Beans down about a nickel, with wheat down anywhere from 1 to 2 cents. Not a lot of movement there. We didn't get weekly export sales today because of the honor of the life of Jimmy Carter, and so we don't get any government reports today. No daily flash sales or anything like that. Not a big deal. They'll catch that up tomorrow, and we'll just have to see what that looks like. But that's definitely going to be a focal point, especially where we've been seeing this sharply higher dollar index. The U.S. dollar's just been through the roof and sustaining trade above 109 for quite a while now. I think that's got to hinder some export attractiveness, especially with Brazil coming into the season where they're normally beating us price-wise. You look at Gulf FOB prices versus Brazilian port FOB prices, and I think on soybeans they're beating us by about a dollar or more right now, and that's only going to get worse as they get into the heart of harvest. So a lot of obstacles here. Of course, South American weather being the primary focus still for quite a while as we move through the next several weeks. It looks like right now they're pretty hot, dry, struggling a little bit, particularly in the southern 2-3 states of Brazil, as well as the main growing region of Argentina. But prognosticators looking for that to shift as we get closer to the end of the month. So kind of a two-sided story there, and what's that going to look like moving forward is going to be a big deal.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 0.75 cents at 454 3/4. March soybeans down 3 1/4 at 991 1/4. March soybean meal down $1.20 at 299.60. March soybean oil up 12 cents at 41.71. Chicago wheat down 3.5 at 532 3/4. March oats up 1 3/4 at 325 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up $1.22 at 194.92. January feeder cattle up $1.55 at 267.12. February lean hogs up $1.97 at 81.45. February pork cutout down $3.90 at 88.30. Class 3 milk is up 11 cents at 20.49. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.